When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most of us go into the dating world with high hopes, even if we've had disappointments after disappointments. Sometimes we walked away from relationships, while other times people may have walked away from us. The important thing is, of course, what we've taken from those experiences and how they have molded us to be who we are today. If you are dating intentionally and your overall purpose is to find that person for you, you may not, and I'll even say may not, I will go out on a limb to say you do not and will not appreciate someone who's acting as if they are something that they're not. Dating intentionally really means that you are being your true, authentic self. And when you are being that open and that transparent, you want the same from whomever you've decided to court. In this episode, I'll be talking about the not so good guy and girl, because there's a lot of them out there. They walk around with a mask trying to portray someone that they're not. Now, that's not to say that there are not good guys out there or good women, because we all know they are. In fact, you're one right now listening to this episode. So this isn't about truly good people trying to get it right. This episode is really to expose and to speak about something in dating that people rarely discuss. The person that is very kind, polite, might be soft-spoken or not, that seems to be a really, really good person, a really, really good catch, but their actions do not necessarily align with the facade or the face that they're showing you. So we'll get into that after the introduction. Stay tuned. Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. In this episode, I will discuss why people act in this manner, why they're able to get away with it, and how it hurts the dating experience for everyone involved. There are plenty of good men and women out here. We know this. And they are really ready to find the right person, as I said before the intro. However, there are some bad apples in the bunch, and they got mixed in with the good ones. You know, you think you have an idea of how a person is after spending time with them or even communicating with them over a period of time. And most of us would like to believe that we're a good judge of character. But let me tell you a little bit about the not so good guy and girl. They often get mistaken to be kind, gentle, and maybe even a great catch. It happens often because they are nice at times, and maybe most of the time, but there is a fine line between their best and their worst. Their act is good, and they are pretty darn good at it. But deep inside, they struggle with revealing their true intentions, their true feelings and nature. Because acting good has worked so well for them. One thing is for sure, they want to be known as being a good person. In fact, this is what they desire the most, more than actually being good. Occasionally, on occasion, their real side comes out, and it's subtle, which is why you may have not noticed, or maybe because you found out a little bit too late. They look the part, and most of the time they act the part, but they are not genuinely as good as they may have led us to believe. Now, this doesn't mean they're your worst nightmare. These aren't your bad guys or bad girls, you know what I mean? But it is a group of people you need to know exist so you don't continue to waste your time or spin your wheels. Because two things, they may be good to you and horrible to others, which is problematic in itself. And it only means that in time, your time is coming. Or they may be great to others, but not as good to you, which makes you see potential, which is problematic as well. They often act as if they are good just to get your defenses down, all while hiding their true nature. And as a result, their subtle inconsistencies go overlooked and even ignored. So you may ask why. This brings me to my first point of three. They act this way because they actually think they are nice. If you've talked to a number of people over a period of time, you may know that, or you may have came across someone that says, I'm a good person. I'm a good guy. I'm one of the good guys. I'm one of the good women out there. A good person doesn't have to always remind you how good they are, but you can see it in their actions. Now, that is not to say that you can identify a person just because they want to remind you of how good they are. But this is just to say that they actually think that they are. But their actions and past dating records show them that they are not as good as they think they are. It makes them feel better to believe that they are as good as they want to be. Instead of correcting past behaviors, they rather play the role with new people. Now, the why they do it because they are comfortable with not being a direct communicator. Or they prefer to avoid confrontation so much that they rather not reveal how they really and truly feel if it's not in alignment with what they think you want to hear. At some point in their lives, maybe they have been convinced that sharing their true emotions or anything negative would somehow turn them into the bad guy or bad girl that they are trying to avoid revealing to you. They may not want to deliver bad news. They may be wanting to shy away from disappointment, which may be something that you need to know and hear, especially if you're dating someone. If you've done something that they've disliked, it's only natural in a mature sense for them to communicate their displeasure and disappointment. But again, they're not comfortable with being direct communicators. So for this reason, they'll suck it up and they prefer to keep that good guy face all the while feeling a certain type of way. They like to hide behind the facade because they feel that revealing how they truly feel can change the course or the trajectory of the relationship. Number two, acting in this manner also absolves themselves of the responsibilities that comes with being genuine and being honest with people. There are times in which they want to keep this image up so bad that if they slip up, do something wrong, or do something they perceive that you would look down upon or frown upon or disappoint you, they want to genuinely act as if they were unaware of how things make you feel, or they'll rather not discuss how their actions may have caused some type of damage to the relationship or the courtship. A lot of times they'll lean on their past track record with you and why they, to explain either why they did it unintentionally or to tell you how they are unaware that it was even offensive without acknowledging how it may have impacted you. They prefer to not take responsibility, act as if it didn't happen. A lot of times they're quick to get on to the next conversation because they don't want to have to soak in the responsibility that comes with dealing with people and learning people and upsetting people. How many times have you done something that you really felt bad about and you just really didn't want to deal with it or think about it? Well, those type of emotions are natural, but if you're really trying to build with somebody, then those conversations need to be had, and they need to be had in an honest and true fashion. See, what they prefer to do is not to have the responsibility attached to being real with you and sharing that they are flawed as well. Lastly, they found that this works best for them. They get all the perks, the benefits. They don't have to reveal any weaknesses. They don't have to take responsibility. They don't have to really deal with any type of conflict. It could be all of those. It could be some of those. But whatever they're getting out of it, they enjoy it so much that they're not ready to be real and take the mask off. A lot of times people say, take the mask off, and it's underneath the mask is a narcissist, right? But in this case, they are covering who they truly are. And they may not be too far from a really nice person. But when it comes to dating, if you run into this type of person, they're really not being good to you. They're really not being nice to you. But they found that this works best for them. They don't have to be considerate. They don't have to take any accountability. They don't have to truly communicate. Those type of people are not nice. This is more of a coward. And women can be coward too. Can be cowards too. They don't want to take responsibility. They don't want to have those tough conversations. They don't want to be accountable because it may change their image. They're more worried about that image and being, I'm a good woman, I'm a good guy, than actually being one. So that's the why. That's some of the why. Now, how they get away with it? Well, because people let their guards down. You think you met a really nice person, a really good catch. You may not be looking for red flags as you were in the beginning because you think, oh, this person is so sweet. This person is so kind, unsuspecting. So when things kind of float up that don't look right, you close your eyes because this is a nice person. You've already quickly branded them as the good guy, as the good girl. Without truly allowing them to earn that title. So we let our guard down. So that's one way or one reason why they get away with it. And also another thing is, you know, we let our guard down because of what they've showed us. But a lot of times, we let it down too soon. There's nothing wrong with letting your guards down in dating and getting to know people. But a lot of times we do it too soon. And why do we do it too soon? It brings me to my next why. It's because we want to see the good in people. Anybody that's dating intentionally, regardless of your age group, your experience, divorce, never been married, you know, ending your second marriage, whatever, never been in love, whatever you're at, you really and truly want to see the good in people. We're just kind of, as humans, wired that way. We always want to see a happy ending. Even in a bad a story in which, you know, there's a lot of sadness, we want by the end of that story everything to be pieced together, even if it's not perfect. We want to see the good in people. So when we see a glimpse and a glimmer of that, it seems to be so rare that we want to hold on to that idea that there are good people out there and this is a good person. Okay, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's absolutely normal. It's absolutely normal. But it's a flaw. It's definitely a flaw. And how they get away with it is really part of our downfall, because people are unsuspecting when some of who they really are reveals or pops up. We reject it. We kind of like, I don't want to see it. We want to just not even pay attention to it. They get away with it because they are hiding who they truly are. They're hiding their true selves. So again, we let our guard down. They are not truly revealing who they truly are. And we as people, regardless if you're a hopeless romantic or not, we want to see the good in people. And then lastly, my third point, how is this harmful? It's harmful because it hurts our perspective on dating. It does not really give a true and honest picture of who's really out there dating that's really genuine. You think you've met someone that's genuine, right? That is really into being authentic, regardless if it works with you or them or not. You think you found this particular person, and then you're like, oh, this person is just like the rest of the women. Or he's just like the rest of the men out there. In all actuality, you just happen to buy into their act. It can make and leave people who are genuinely dating to find their happily ever after. It can leave them with not only a bitter taste in their mouth, but leave them bruised. Leave them less than optimistic or down about dating, the whole dating process. It can have a person question their own judgment. So number one, is hurtful because it can hurt and change one's perspective on dating and the dating pool. Number two, it's harmful because it can keep people from really connecting with the people that are meant to be in their lives. Is blocking, or these people spending time and energy and dealing with these type of people. Yeah, it's a lesson learned, but it's also taking the time and energy away from a person who is really there for you, or that is good for you, or that you could have met, but you're spinning your wheels with this person who's not really showing you who they truly are. And then the third reason is one of the most important reasons of all. It's a waste of time. They're okay with wasting their time. It's clear. It's evident. And even if they think their end game is a relationship,
they are not being true to themselves, but that's not your concern. Your concern in this case is you, because they weren't concerned about being genuine with you. You are wasting your time. You have been wasting your time if you are dealing with a person like this. It's a waste of time. You could be putting your energy in building yourself, energy into being the best version of you. You could be putting more time and energy into other people who are just as ready as you are to get it right. But instead, you're spending all of your time, or you're splitting your time between this person and maybe another person that you're dating, and neither one of these shoes fit. So it's a waste of time. It's not your fault, but the longer that you stay, once you recognize the signs, the longer that you stay, the more of the responsibility that you hold. Now, again, these not so good guys, not so bad girls, they're not the worst to encounter, right? The problem is that they're not being or keeping things 100% with you. And in my opinion, that's wasting time, and that's something that is highly valuable. And if you value your time like you should, your best bet would be, if you're in this type of situation, dealing with this type of person, for you to really evaluate and determine when you are going to step away, if you haven't already made that decision. Because no one can tell you to walk away from anything, but you can have the tools necessary to make the determination whether or not this is a good fit for you. Sometimes people stick with certain situations because they don't want to be alone. They want the companionship. Maybe there's intimacy that is involved, in which you feel like that's worth the time that's being wasted. But if you're dating intentionally and you run around or run into someone that you have identified to be nice, nasty, excuse me, not nice, nasty, but that has been not so nice, your best bet is to exit, center stage, regroup, and get back out there in the dating field. And with that, I'm out. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Dating While Black. If you have a show idea or a suggestion, please reach out to us at info@datingwhileblack.org. This show was brought to you in part by Blush Bartending, Kitty Paul Shoes, Brunch and Body, and The Hunt Dallas. To find out more about Dating While Black, please check us out on all social media platforms. You can also visit our website at www.datingwhileblack.org. We appreciate your support, and as always, put a big smile on someone's face and go love on someone.